American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
I had not been to either China or Japan. I was thrilled to have the opportunity to go.
That's Joan Ruskamp, chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, on her recent visit with U.S. beef producers who recently joined the U.S. Meat Export Federation in China and Japan to participate in promotional activities for U.S. beef. She tells us her impressions of both the China and Japan markets.
So in China, there's a lot of hard work happening, a lot of relationship building, a lot of trust building with folks there who would use our product. And in Japan, we got to see that reward paid off that USMEF was doing 20 and 30 years ago and the steps that it took and what a relationship we have already with the Japanese and hopefully with China and new ways that we can do business together and promote our product. So once we're a reliable source of that beef, that will help tremendously.
She says she got to see firsthand the U.S. Meat Export Federation in action, meeting with prospective buyers and other meat industry representatives, and also gathering ideas for market development in these two countries.
Watching our USMEF representatives interact at the embassy level, at leadership level with Chinese industry leaders, the retailers. I mean, I've always respected the reports I've heard from USMEF and the activities. When you get to go and see this firsthand and really see our men and women in action, so to say, I have profound respect for all of them.
That's Joan Ruskamp, a cattle producer from Dodge, Nebraska, and also chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And Beef Board CEO Scott Stewart, also a first-time visitor to China and Japan.
Both the trip to Beijing and Tokyo were just fascinating to me. And I was very impressed with both countries and their people, and we were made to feel very welcome. The Chinese market being a very young market for U.S. beef, it's interesting to see the excitement of those importers now that U.S. beef is becoming more available. Conversely, when you look at Japan, which is our largest export market for U.S. beef, the way that it's been accepted and embraced is just phenomenal. It was really interesting and very satisfying to see the amount of work that the U.S. Meat Export Federation has done in those areas and just the quality and devotion of the staff. Just a great experience to get to know those folks and know that they're working so very hard as a contractor to the beef checkoff. The American cattleman should feel very, very good about that.
Scott Stewart, CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
Always more news at AmericanCattleNews.com.
And stay with this station for the latest news from the cattle industry. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.